hello, hello, hello. Welcome back for episode 2 of this festive blurb season.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Indeed.
And on the second episode of the blurb, my true love gave to... No, let's quit that. I was improvising and it went wrong. Sometimes happens.
It didn't. I loved it.
Thank you very much. So when we open up the second door of this blurb advent calendar, what are we going to find? If you haven't listened to episode 1, do that first, because otherwise this next episode's not going to...
make less sense than usual. Yes. Let's just say that.
With me, as always, is Sarah Sturdivant.
Hello there.
Adrian Lane.
Hello.
And me, Greg Baxter. You forgot my name there. How are we, guys?
Loving it.
Yeah, loving
splendid,
life.
Splendid, splendid. Yeah. Can't wait to get stuck into the rest of this episode.
I know, it's going to be it's a Christmassy treat for all the family. It's like Die Hard, Muppets Christmas Carol, and
Scrooge,
all that rolled into a nice big panettone for us all, isn't it? It's lovely. Should we just get cracking and do episode 2?
Let's go for it.
Lovely. Here we go. We're gonna head into episode 2 of the blurb. Jingle all the way. Oh my god. Oh,
what the hell is that?
It's a severed finger. What does it mean?
Well, it's obviously a practical joke, Philip.
Let me see that. Oh my god! It's blood. An actual human finger!
Jesus Christ!
Henry!
Who the hell thinks this is such a funny joke?
Who's ruining my Christmas party?
Somebody better explain themselves right here, right now.
The crowd was silent. No one said a thing. Everyone was in absolute shock that this severed finger was found in a box.
Fuck me.
Oh my fucking god, what the fuck is that all about?
Christ!
An actual finger.
Well, you're new.
Well, I've been here all along, you've just...
I know, I've never heard you talk before, that's amazing. So where are you from?
I'm from the Scottish Isle of Fenway.
Awesome.
Shit yeah, boy!
Fucking love Fenway. Then all of a sudden, the door slams shut behind them. The lights go out. All that's left is the light that's coming from the roaring fire.
Meow.
And a meow of Captain Jack.
Right. Somebody needs to get the caretaker to turn the flipping lights back on before I lose my shit.
It's outside in the fuse box, but I can't get to it. We're locked in. I don't know what to do.
Well, call your bloody wife and get her to...
I'm not calling her. She's not going to call me. I am not doing it. Who do you think I am? Some sort of mug or something? I'm not going to call her. It's a power thing. It's like, I don't want to give...
Christ, you've given up all the power you've had your whole bloody life, you pathetic weasel. Now, for goodness sake, pick up the phone, call your bloody wife and tell her to turn the power on now.
All right, fine. I will.
Good. Philip, light some candles in this place. Get some candlelight in here.
I'll do that now. I'll do it within 2 minutes. I'll do anything you want me to do. I will literally slit my own vein if you wanted to have my blood. I'd give you my life. I'll give you my eye. I'd
we
give
know,
you my house.
Philip, it's all in the contract.
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you.
We laid it out clearly in words.
All right, I'm here. I've cooked the dinner. Everything is prepared. Now, what is the problem?
There's no lights. My wife.
Christ, you did well for yourself.
Oh, come on, the lights are off again. Yeah. Jeff, this happens all the time.
Claudia, please. Not all the time. I run a good tight ship. They didn't need to go out all the time.
I told you to get the electrician. Where is he?
You don't need a bloody electrician. I can do it. You don't need to hire anyone else. Why do we always have to start arguments like this?
Here we go.
Now you start talking Italian, so I don't understand
boring.
What you're saying.
Got
yeah, that's what's happened. Oh, and is there anything to say because I can't keep an erection? Is that it? That's what we're talking about. That's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Jesus Christ, this is fucking embarrassing.
Oh no, they're having a full fucking domestic right in front of everyone. They don't even know. It's unbelievable.
I love it. It's perfect. This is what Christmas is all about.
Merry
in my
Christmas,
house.
Dickheads. Yeah.
Oh, it's a lively old Christmas, isn't it? Hi, I'm Philip. Do you mind, guys, helping me out? It'd be really good for the company. And do you know what? It'd be put you guys in a really good light if you helped out a little bit. If you just sacrificed a little bit more for the company, maybe you'd get a little bit more ahead, okay? Be like me. I get to be really close to Henry, and I'm also his personal aide.
Yeah, right. What do you need help with, mate?
Well, you know, the fire's dying out, and it's cold, obviously, up here in the
chuck
mountains.
Chuck some bloody logs on it, mate.
That's what I'm asking. Can you help me chuck some logs on it?
Right. That... Yeah, I can chuck some logs on it.
Good. Why does that... All the time, I ask you to just chip in. All of you seem to have this sort of attitude problem, okay?
They're paying us minimum wage, mate.
At a law firm?
Listen, I've been a legal aid for 35 years. Minimum wage.
We get it, you're on minimum wage. What's your name?
My name's Bernice.
Bernice. Well, just because you're friends with this bloody oik means I don't like you either.
Yeah, it makes sense, eh? All right, those logs are on the fire, Philip. Now, is there anything else you need me to do? Or can I go back to getting on the nog, brother?
Oh, whatever, get back onto your nog, you filthy
Why
animal.
Is nobody talking about the finger?
Oh yeah.
Look, who cares? It's just a finger. Obviously, someone's trying to send some sort of message and trying to frighten us.
Who?
Okay? I don't know. Obviously, some freakazoid.
Yeah, Philip.
Well,
mate.
It has to be one of us, doesn't it? Because it's all Secret Santa stuff.
So it's pretty clear it's aimed at you.
Yes, it's aimed at me. I don't know who it could be, okay?
Listen, has anyone seen Laura? She was supposed to come with us today, and I haven't seen her at all.
No, I haven't seen Laura. Message her.
She was in the car with me. She went to get something from the boot, and she was going to be right in, but... hang on.
Yes.
Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing out the window?
What? Oh my god. The boot's open. The
Laura?
Car...
Her finger's been cut off.
She's bleeding to death out there.
Christ, why hasn't she said anything?
Well, she's trying to say something. I can't hear her through the window, but she's screaming and shouting.
Laura, come inside, you fool.
The door's locked. We can't get out.
Laura, the door's locked. We can't get out. No, no, come in. Why are you doing this in the snow? Come in. Oh, my God. She's going to die out there.
All of a sudden, the roof starts moving closer and closer down onto the guests, and a voice appears out of nowhere. What is black and blue all over but never speaks?
What is going on? Henry, is this your doing?
Christ! Where this handyman, where did the hell did he go? Eric! Eric!
What is happening? I told you no surprises. I don't like surprises.
What is black and blue all over? It doesn't speak. If you do not answer this riddle in time, you're all going to get squashed to death by the roof.
Oh my god.
God, mate, it's gonna crush us, it's gonna kill us all, we're all going to die.
This is fucking shit.
We're all gonna die.
No, why, mate?
No.
This is terrible.
Black and blue all over. What is that? A fucking crow?
A crow? What are you talking about?
A this Bruce. Terrible. It's a Bruce.
Of course. Say it louder.
Say it.
So they can hear.
It's say a it. Bruce.
All of a sudden, the roof stops. Just before it hits their heads and heads back to its regular position.
If this is some sort of practical joke, I demand it to stop right now. I demand everything to stop right now. What the hell? There's a finger. There's our colleague, whatever her name is. She's outside. She's dying.
Laura.
Yeah, well, whatever. Claudette, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay, Henry. My party's ruined. The ceiling's caving in. There's a woman outside who's bleeding to death. And an Italian woman who keeps shouting from the kitchen.
And there's a bit of severed finger. It obviously means something. It obviously means something. Sorry, I don't mean to... I didn't mean to shout at you. Sorry, my name is Philip.
Philip, look. For once in your bloody life, use your own brain. Why would someone give you this finger? What have you done?
It's not that Ivan... It's what I did for you, maybe, sir.
Well, well, well. Look who's come back to blame the boss.
It was you that fired her.
Oh.
Catherine.
I remember.
Your PA. I was the one that had to fire her for you.
I told you never to mention that woman's name again. Henry, have you been in contact with Catherine?
Of course not. Of course not. I haven't said anything to her.
She nearly ruined our marriage.
You got her pregnant, sir.
I'm sorry, darling. It's just one of those things.
I didn't even know her name.
I hope you took care of things for us, Philip.
Oh, I fired her immediately as soon as we found out she was pregnant and she was going to kick up some sort of fuss. And yes. I paid her the money you told me to pay her.
And?
How did you?
She said, as she was leaving, she said, "You'll regret this. One day I'll come back and I'll wreak my absolute revenge."
Right. Well,
of course this is Catherine's doing. Laura's her replacement. She's sending a message.
Philip's gonna get fingered?
Pointing the finger at Philip.
That's exactly what it is.
What he did for you.
Well, I mean, I haven't opened my gift. Maybe I should see what's in mine.
Yeah, I'll hand you your parcel, Mr. Parsley.
Thank you. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is it, darling?
It's not good news. It's another finger.
Holy Jesus fucking Christ.
Things wow. are heating up.
My God. That was...
I'm sweating.
Yeah. I think we've got the heating on and we're in a room and it's... Well, there's no air. Yeah.
That's also true.
The mystery is unraveling here. I can't begin to tell you how confused I am about who's who.
Who's who?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
That makes
so
sense.
So am I.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself. I hope you're enjoying yourself at home too, listening to this.
They have
to because we do it for you. They have to.
They have to be.
If you don't, we've got to come around each and every one of your house. Because we know where you live, right? We know where you live.
It's only two of you and we know where you live.
Seriously, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Can't wait for episode 3, which will be out soon.
The finale. The conclusion.
The final countdown.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just going to be like the best Christmas present ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Finally find out who is behind all of this madness at the lodge.
I don't know either, so I'm...
I feel like we're all confused.
Yeah. I mean, it'll get resolved in some form or another.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want to find out any more about us, we're on the Instagram, at The Blurb Official. And we've also got an email address, theblurbpod@gmail.com. So, you know, get in touch if you want to. If you don't, it's fair enough. I'm not bothered. Thank you very much for joining in and being part of this wonderful thing.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.